When the Breeze Blows Between the Two Hills, a Cartesian theater production. Written and edited and produced by Caitlin Seary. With Julissa Basak as Ducky, Rebecca Stern as Rose, Maureen Sandra Boyle Seary as the narrator, and Caitlin Seary as the grandmother. Music was provided by Peter Crossland of www.antiquecool.co.uk. Sound effects were provided by HD Sound Effects of YouTube, Ben Buncan, David Klein, DeBroidy, Bangy, Christian Baruff, Christy Taylor Muiz, and freesound.org.
Once upon a time, many years ago, there was a little girl named Rose.
Hello.
She lived in a small cottage in the middle of a meadow with only her grandmother for company. Rose's grandmother worked all day in the woods where she chopped down trees for lumber.
Timber!
Since her grandmother was out all day, Rose had to take care of all the chores around the house. She'd wake up right before the sun rose, milk the cow, collect the eggs the hen laid, and make breakfast for her grandmother and herself. And then Rose would clean the house, water the vegetables in the garden, and feed and groom the cow and hen. Once a week, Rose would do the laundry in the river. Sometimes, she would fix something in the house that needed mending. But Rose took such good care of the house that it almost never needed fixing. And she woke up so early in the morning and worked so quickly that she would have the rest of the day to herself. And since Rose only had herself for company, she would have little to do. She tried talking to the cow.
Grandmother bought you from a farmer in the city. What was it like there?
But the cow was not good company.
I see.
Rose tried talking to the hen.
How do we know if what we see around us is really there? Is there any way to tell if it is really there beyond our five senses?
But the hen was not good company.
That would be a tricky question to answer.
Rose also whiled away the time by making flower crowns out of the daisies growing in the meadow.
Beautiful!
But soon she made more flower crowns than she knew what to do with, and the daisies began to rot.
Rose, get rid of those flowers before we get sick!
So Rose became despondent. She would start picking all the dandelion puffs and blowing on them, wishing for someone or something to end her loneliness. Then one day,
what was that? It's heading towards the cottage. Gotcha.
Let me go.
Who are you? What are you doing here? What do you want with my grandma's cottage?
I don't want anything with your grandma's cottage. I was just flying to my home.
You're a fairy.
Yes, I'm a fairy.
Wait a minute. If you're really going home, then how come I've never seen you around before?
Because I decided to fly somewhere different for a change. Shake things up a bit. But if I'm going to get grabbed at every time I come flying through here, then I'll just leave you alone. Well, what? Was it something I said?
No, it's just, see, I live in the meadow with my grandmother, except she works all day and night chopping down trees in the forest, so I spend most of my days by myself. And you're the only other person I've seen around here in years, and we've only been talking for a minute, and you already wanted to leave and never come back.
Hey! It's not like that. I can fly by here on my way home, and we can talk a little bit.
Thank you.
But only if you stop grabbing me.
Sorry about that. I thought you might have been some wild bird trying to eat everything in our house.
Don't worry about it. It's all in the past. My name's Ducky, by the way.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Ducky. My name is Rose.
And so began the friendship between the young Rose and Ducky the fairy. It started simply enough, with Ducky flying by, Rose saying hi, and the two of them talking for a little bit.
Well, I never flew far enough to know. I think I'd die if I tried.
So we can't say we know that for certain if the world is flat.
And within time, they became close friends. Ducky and Rose would go into the forest to pick wild raspberries. Or they would bathe in the hot spring in the middle of the forest.
What's that smell?
Sulfur. It smells gross, but it's great for your skin.
And they would have all sorts of fun together.
I've never felt so happy in my life.
You're not so bad yourself, Rosie. Tell you what, there's this one place near where I live. It's a bunch of hills, and when the wind goes through them just right, it makes the most beautiful sound you'll ever hear in your life.
Really?
And we're going there tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Why can't we go there today?
Because it's almost nighttime. If we go now, it'll be completely dark and we'll get lost. I'll come over to your place first thing tomorrow morning and we'll leave then.
But I have chores to do tomorrow morning.
Well, then I'll help you with them.
And so they reached an agreement. So that very next morning, Ducky flew to Rose's cottage, ready for their big adventure.
Ducky, it's not even dawn yet.
I know. If we get those chores done now, then we'll have plenty of time to get to those hills.
Good thinking, Ducky.
So Rose and Ducky got started on the chores. They swept the floor. They scrubbed the house.
Oh no!
Oh, sorry, but do you know how heavy this bucket is?
They fed and groomed the cow and hen.
They're out for blood! Run for your lives!
And they made breakfast.
Do you smell something burning?
Oops.
At least I don't have to fix the house or do laundry.
Besides, we wasted enough time already. The sun's up when we need to get going.
So how do we get to those hills you've mentioned?
First, we've got to go north through all these trees here. Then we've got to go across the lake beyond the trees. And then we go across these cliffs past the lake.
And you're sure we can get there and back before the sun sets?
Sure, I'm sure. I do it all the time. Now let's go!
So Rose and Ducky went through the forest. They walked and they walked and they walked and they walked. Well, Rose walked. Ducky flew. And much faster than Rose could walk.
Come on, Rose. What's the matter with you?
Just give me a minute. I'll be good after I catch my breath. What was that? They're wolves!
Let's get out of here!
Ah! Ducky! Ducky! Wait up! Wait for me! Have to get rid of them somehow. Wait a minute! I brought a sausage for lunch! Fetch! A pack of wolves. An entire pack of wolves. And you left me behind.
Sorry about that. I just flew off and I figured you were following me.
It's okay. I know you didn't mean anything by it. So that's the lake you mentioned.
Yep. Isn't it a beaut?
It's breathtaking. So, how are we going to get across?
What do you mean?
Is there a path we can take around it?
No.
Is there a bridge we can walk across?
No.
Is there a boat we can take across it?
No.
Then how are we supposed to get across?
Isn't it obvious? We go across the lake.
We go across the lake?
Yeah.
Isn't this a lot of work just for one majestic hillside?
Come on, it's not that hard. I do it all the time.
But, okay then.
So Rose and Ducky went across the lake. Rose trudged and trudged and trudged and trudged, while Ducky flew at a leisurely pace above the water.
You want to hurry it up back there?
Easy for you to say. You're just flying overhead while I'm wading through the water.
Hey, flying over this river isn't as easy as you think. I have to make sure my wings don't get covered with the condensation and get too heavy to fly. Speaking of... much better. Rose, what happened?
My legs cramped up.
That it? Just walk it off.
My legs cramped up so bad I can't walk.
Then just swim across. Your arms haven't cramped up yet, right?
All right.
Feel the burn, Rose! Feel the burn! Rose, you made it!
Somehow, I made it. I can't move my arms. I can't feel my legs. My entire body is freezing cold. But I made it.
Barely? The sun's already going down. Now all we need to do is get across these cliffs and we're there.
You mean fly across those cliffs?
Of course.
Ducky, I can't fly. I'm not getting across those cliffs.
Not with that attitude, you're not.
I can't move my arms. I can't move my legs. I have been walking, running, and swimming for hours. Even if I could fly, I would just drop to the bottom and die.
It's starting to sound like you don't even want to see these hills, Rose.
You know what? I don't. I don't want to get myself killed with someone who doesn't even care that humans travel differently than fairies just to hear some wind go through some hills. I'm going home.
You can't. Your arms and legs don't work. You said it yourself.
Then I'll roll my way home.
And then Rose rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled while Ducky just stared at her.
Fine!
Rose rolled right past the lake. Rose rolled right past the forest. Rose even rolled right past her home. But Rose was so upset that she couldn't stop rolling. She just rolled and rolled until she could roll no more.
Stupid woods, stupid cliffs, stupid water, stupid fairies, stupid meadow with nobody in it except for a cow and a hen and my grandmother who's never around. Stupid, stupid, stupid!
Rose, there you are!
Go away, Ducky!
Are you hurt or anything? I know humans can get hurt sometimes.
It's a little late for that, Ducky.
What am I supposed to do? I'm trying to help.
Well, you're not helping, so go away.
But I have to help. That's what friends do. And you're the only one I've got, so I have to help you the most.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Am I really your only friend?
No way. I've got tons of friends. I just don't see them a lot. Or ever. And none of them talk to me or want to hang out with me.
Ducky, I'm so sorry.
And I really do like those hills. They're my favorite thing in the world. So I wanted to share them with you. Because that's what friends do, I'm guessing.
Maybe another day?
Huh?
I'd still like to see those hills, but let's do it another day. I'll get some meat and blankets and rope so I can get to the hills quicker.
Thanks, Rose. And sorry about all the stuff I put you through.
Apology accepted.
Can you move any?
Nope.
Good. I'll carry you home.
What is it, Ducky?
I can't believe it! It's... There it is! The hills! The hills I was telling you about! You rolled right into them!
You mean all this time we had been going the long way?
Sorry, but I thought there was only one way to these hills.
Shh! I think I hear the wind.
And as the sun set over the hills, the wind picked up and funneled between them to make the most beautiful sound they had ever heard. And they lived happily ever after. The end.